Blog Talk Radio.
You're good to know.
Stop.
He's on three.
come and say, God bless you. Everything in divine order. And I want to let you know God got you. And we're going into a new year. A year you never lied in. A year you never fought in. A year that opened up for you. New things going to work up for you, work out for you. And I want to say to you that get ready for God to bless you in a special way. God, let me give you something you might not know. You might be still. I was kind of shook up. I told Regina, I'm really shook up. I'm thinking the day is Sunday, and the day was Saturday. And some of you get shook up like that, and you don't never recover. I'm glad I recovered back. The day is Sunday, the first Sunday in the year of 2022. I feel that Trump gonna run against Biden. I feel we're going to have some ups and downs. I feel that it's two or three people going to die in the Congress, prophecy in the Congress. I feel that the Republicans and the Democrats are going to be fighting about gun legislation that's going on with all these guns they put out in the streets. But one of the things that I see, I'm getting prophecy now, that we're going to come more closer together, just like the Bible said. I'm going to give you some scriptures. All things are possible for those who, let me say it again. You need to put the scripture down. All things are possible for those who believe. You got to raise your hand this morning and say, Bishop, I'm a believer. Luke 18 and 27, all things are possible for those who believe. I believe that 2022 is going to be a year of success, a year of divine healing. As a matter of fact, a year of divine healing, mind, soul, and body. Did somebody call me early this morning and said, when this virus going to leave? It's going to leave this year, 2022, because people are going to get together and find out where all the fraud at. They're going to take the shot, and the shot ain't working. They're going back to God. Well, all things created by the Almighty. And when they go to God, they're going to get rest. Huh? God will give you rest. Some of you ain't getting no rest. Matthew 11:28-30. You need rest. Rest in your mind, soul, and body. Glory to hallelujah. I feel anointed. Some churches can't open, and some people got the cold, but I feel that they will recover. The gods, let me say it again, gods of the wind, the gods of what? You know, I was talking to another minister. He was saying, Bishop, where all this stuff happening? Because, let me tell you, the wage of the sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And you said, well, what's going on? Neighborhood after neighborhood, the flood comes. So you know why? You got some evil people somewhere in that neighborhood. And they practicing racism. They practicing hate. They practicing witchcraft and warlock. And God wipe it out. Okay? You know, look what I'm saying. I'm saying, whereas there's evil lot, back in the Bible, Jesus came and he was in the ship asleep. The wind started blowing. Everything started going on. Jesus came up and said, peace, be still. What happened? People was going on the wrong mission. And so people got the wrong thought in their mind. Give you an example. Here's the people come to tear up the White House. And Trump let it happen and didn't say nothing about it. Here it is now, some of them same people are going to jail, but that's man jail. In Exodus, Lisa, 14:14, God says, step back, I'll fight the battle. It ain't your fight, it's God's fight. When you let go and let God's, let me say God's, things will work. What problem with us, we come out of the slave mentality and we can recognize that we was in power and that's been the problem, but I want to help you going into 22 to let you know you got help on the other side. I want to let you know you got somebody looking over at you and all you got to do is call them. Ashe, ring my bell, shake my bell, shake my... claiming your healing today. We had a little snow That was good. Kill a lot of germs, lots of evil away. You know, some of it don't like it. I love it. 2 Timothy 1:7. God didn't give you a fear of hate. God gave you a fear of power and justice and overcoming. You have said, I'm an overcomer. You have come this far by faith. And just don't forget, we are God. The scripture haven't been broken. We are God. So I want you to let the energy of God work with you. This month, this year, our theme is divine healing. And I want you to get to be healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, I'm telling you what is the thing, divine healing. So you get ready for divine. We come on 7 days a week from 9 to 10 every night. On Mondays, Martin Luther King Movement. On Tuesday, Crossing Over with the Ancestors. And on Wednesday, Divine Bible Class. On Tuesday, Divine Tax. Sister Lisa in her tax mode now. She got her tax up and going. You got the caller where she can do your taxes. She do them over in Florida, Chicago. She do them over in... Okay, where you at? If you're in the continental United States, she can do your tax. And she's been doing it for 40, 50 years. She knows what she's doing. She's trying to give you a break. And she's in Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, Illinois, wherever you might be, or Minnesota, just call her. And I'm gonna have the number for you to call her once I check with her and get the right number where you can call and you get your tax done. And got to go out the house to get them done. Oh, you got to have the right information. That's divine tax. That's divine tax. Sister Lisa, run that. Sister Delta, going into this year, if you're trying to retire from the job, trying to get your house, you need to call Sister Delta. She's been in it for 40, 50 years. Anointed woman for her husband by God. And I want you to know that. Whatever you need, God got whatever you want. But I want to talk about this Monday, divine healing. Divine healing from God. Whatever you got can heal you. I just found out, and I was telling people this morning in the Bible class, that it's a divine. And the ancestors understood it. And, you know, when you put somebody in your kitchen, they can't cook. And they're going to mess up. So a lot of Europeans got in the kitchen and messed up us. And we still going in slavery. On YouTube today, I talked a little bit about the gods. The gods, that when I say God, well, you can relate. You're trying to find out if Jesus on the wall looked like the BG with long string of hair. That's what was gave to you. Mary White, they don't tell you about the real coming from Egypt, coming from Africa, the real people, that is colored people that are of color. And the gods, I can't put Martin Luther King in a grave or tomb. He's too big for that. His spirit, I can't put Malcolm X in a tomb. He's too big for that. Or Tutu. Or even Henry Clark. They're too big for that because they belong to the gods. They got to go back to the gods where they can rule over me and you. I know I'm talking crazy. Somebody understand what I'm saying. When your mother and your ancestors go in the spirit realm, they got to go before the gods and see if it's right for them to come back or they can stay and rule you, me, and you. I'm going beyond the Bible. You ain't going to find this in the Bible because the Bible wrote by men. And men, and let me tell you something. Some men was crooked that wrote it. Some wasn't right. So you got to depend on the divine word of God. By your anointing and your prayer, the spirit of God will come to you. Philippians 4:13. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Romans 8:28. God will give you what you want. 1 Peter 5:7. You have to let go and let God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. God will do something for you. And when you let him go, you're my door. Hebrews 13:5, you need to read that. 3:19, you need to read that because that is a blessing for you. I'm going to play. play a little of my YouTube tape that we did this morning. You can get it on YouTube, but I want you to hear it now. This is what we did this morning on YouTube, and I want to hear this one.
spirit is the ear of the God hearing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I want you to take this note, that this is the part of healing and deliverance. You, wherever you might be, the synagogue of the church in Chicago, the God of God, the God of the light, the God of the fire, the God of the water, the God of the wind, and both the gods. Now, we ask God's back, we ask this, God Martin the King, and God Martin the King Jr., and God Martin the King Sr., God Malcolm X, God Martin Scott, Mandela, and God Tutu. They are too big to put in a grave. So we cast them back to the God and the universe. Set them back to spirit them before they come. Set them back. All of them. You might have a guide. Know how to call on the God that you have seen and walked on this earth. I say. As I pray each risk off the top, God be ready to give you the blessing from the book of St. Matthew, from the book of Revelation, from the book of Proverbs. And I will tell you Psalms 119, that book of the gods, and the God's realm, which will enter and fight for you. Exodus 14:14, step back and let the God work for you in the work. I say, God bless you. I want you to know that 2022 is a breakthrough for you. You're going to have what you want. God bless you. I say. And we got the God from Africa. We got Bishop. We got God Bishop. We got God Tutu. God Mandela. And the God from Egypt. Come. I say. Set them back into the spirit realm, back into the realm of invisible realm that will come. The angels of Michael, Raphael, Mark, and all the archangels of Moses, the angels of Abraham, Moses, and Jacob, and all the gods, the gods of the mountains, the gods of the waters, the gods of the universe. I say. The healing right now. Raphael, the healing angel, gave the angel of correction. We call them back right now. These are the gods that walk among us. He said again, God Martin the King Senior, God Martin the King Junior, God Malcolm X, God Martin Carter, God Nelson Mandela, and God Tutu. These are the gods that walk among us in truth and justice. You can't put them in a grave. You can't put them in a tomb. Because they're in the astral. And they go back to the God he is. They go back to the committee of God. You call on them. Got to come. I say. For you and you, that's a blessing. 2022, claim your miracle. Claim your blessing. I pray for cancer, TV, everything. I invoke the God to heal your body. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. They're going to do a quick, fast, and hurry. I do call the God of the universe.
Because you are the sons and daughters of the Almighty God. So you got power, but you have to exercise your power. You have to exercise your anointing. The Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had to exercise the power that was in them, that God had put in them. When they put them in the fire furnace, they didn't burn. Angel and God came in. So what I'm telling you, you have to, in 2022, you got to exercise your power, your energy, divine healing, for your family, a breakthrough for your family, the financial covenant from God to give you the bounty of what you want and open every door for you this morning. All is well. Going into this first Sunday, I want you to go into first Sunday with your mind made up that you ain't got to make no resolution that you're going to lose weight and all that other mess that you be doing. You just call on divine God, and God will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I told some of you, is living a life of lies and start living a life of truth. Understand that whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. But you got to let go and let God do it for you. He'll do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. See, when the young man said, Father, give me what's owed me, the prodigal son, said, I want to go out into the world. I want to see what the world got. He was already doing good, but the father gave him what he wanted, and he went out. But after all his money was gone, all his friends was gone, his horses and camels was gone, silk suits and money he had was gone, he found himself in a hog pen. I'm talking to somebody. He found himself not able to relate to getting a meal. He found himself is not able in order to get nothing, and all the friends were gone. All the money was gone. He didn't have nothing but the hog to look at, and he was eating the husk out of the hog pen. Now, I want to tell you, going into 22, the loss of drugs and alcohol and lots of evil going on, lots of killing going on. People have lost their mind. They lost their will to God. They don't know what to do. You have to be the one to restore them. So you have to keep yourself on the up and up. So the young man had his daddy let him go. See, God don't put his cup on you. You do what you got a free will. You got a free will to come to God. You got a free will to go to the devil. You got a free will to be saved, or you got the free will to die. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. I'm talking to somebody. Get ready and make up your mind that you're going to be successful with God. Make up your mind that 2022 is going to be a year for you. If you got to stand alone, but I'm going to stand for truth, justice, and right. I'm talking to somebody. It's too long that you've been in the situation you're in, and ain't nothing never happened. You never accomplished nothing. Okay, thank you. You still trying to go along and get along. Stop trying to go along and get along and be the woman you ought to be. Be the man you ought to be. Like the old folks said, man up, woman up, and stand up for your rights. Stand up where you might be able to really help somebody and start. You waiting on somebody else to start your business, it ain't going to work. You got to do it yourself. And once you do it yourself, it'll work for you. And I'm just telling you, this is the first month of the year. You need to make up your mind that you're going to start your business and start working at it. You need to make up your mind that God has already put you in here for a breakthrough, not for nobody else. You're trying to wait on somebody else. That man ain't going to act right. That woman ain't going to act right. You get somebody that knows what you're doing. You say, well, it's going to work out. It ain't going to work out because it ain't worked out this long. And you're going into, you've been in there. Now you're going into 2022, ain't been no changes. Been lies on pocket lies. You know, that happened. Even this year, we're going to talk about reparations. This government, under Biden and all the rest of them, and Obama too, they lied to the black man. We ain't got reparations yet. When they get in, they forget us. They forget what the work that our ancestors did. They forget what Papa and Mama did and what they built this country. They made farming successful. This one, they didn't have no tractor, they had mules, okay? They worked cotton field, the sugarcane field. They worked the tobacco field and made down south rich, but they done forgot. They got in Congress and forgot about us, but everybody else that fly in, that walk in, they get money. They get success. 2022 is going to be a different, because it's a light that God waking you up to let you know. Now, I want to thank you, Trina, for calling me. And I want to tell you, Joe, I'm praying for you also. Tell you, Sister Ralph, I'm praying for you. All is well. Now, they asked me this morning, I want you to read 2 Timothy 1 and 7, and also I want you to read Isaiah 55, Matthew, now Psalm 55, verse 11, and Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3. I want you to read that, because it said, with utter darkness, darkness was so heavy. Now, in Volta, they had a fire. In Kentucky, they had tornadoes and floods. Somebody said, what's going on? Bishop, what's happening? God's rule, let me say, the gods rule and super rule. You can't hide your agenda to hurt people. You can't hide your agenda from stealing from poor and oppressed people all over this world. God's going to step in with the lightning, the thunder, the flood. It ain't no accident these things happening. Y'all say, well, it's an accident. No, it ain't. You got to check. If you living by somebody that you know is evil, doing evil things, and you uphold it, that you don't say nothing about it, you're part of it. How come all these assault rifles is in the suburbs? They're not in the inner city. How come all the guns is in these different suburbs in these different towns, and then somebody go crazy and get the guns and start shooting, killing innocent people? Because curse been put down, and the only somebody can stop that curse is you by being obedient. So I ain't part of that. They living next door to me. I want to work, but I'm gonna move away from them, because every time it's gonna be destruction after destruction until a man get it right. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I'm just telling you what 2022 going to bring. It's going to bring floods, tornadoes. It's going to bring people being healed. It's going to bring people knowing the truth. It's going to bring love, joy, and happiness. Now, it's up to you to decree that you want to be in the situation where God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son and daughter. And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The God, and I'm going to say this, and I said it on in the tape, but I'm going to say it again. Because the Martin Luther King and Daddy King and all these black leaders walk among us, you can't put them in a grave. Grave can't hold them. A tomb, they have to go back to where they come from. They come from the God. They're sitting in committee on me and you. So you got somebody, a name now, that know the way the situation is to do what needs to be done. I know it sounds crazy to you. Some of you so-called in Christianity, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're lost. But I just want to say maybe you'll catch up. Back in school, the teacher said, well, you'll catch up with the class. I hope you catch up to understand that God opened up a door for you. You got to step in it and declare your victory, declare your healing, declare your breakthrough. And I see that I had prophesied during the week. I prophesied about the UFOs. I'm going to give you a scripture to read. God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. And he brought handkerchiefs and aprons. And the diseases, the evil, I like the word evil diseases, parted from them. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12, divine healing. He will bring divine healing, and he will bring the gods to you to get what you want. It's a lot of things going to be happening in 2022. I want you to be a part of what's going on in 2022. A new life, a new understanding, a new breakthrough that you need, that God will work for you. I feel anointed that new business that you've been praying about, God's going to give to you. This month, the angel Gabriel is the angel of this month. And the angels and the saints of God will protect you and carry you to the level where you need to go. So I ain't worried about nothing happening. All is well. And I want to say this to you. I just feel that as you begin to grow in God, you begin to grow in your business, whatever you need is going to be there for you. Whatever you look at, that door going to open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Once it opens up, you can go to the next level of life. And in that next level of life, see, what is your life? What is your life? What's your life a matter of? I ain't talking about no civil rights. I'm talking about civil rights. I want to be in the mayor. I want to. I'm talking about human rights. Rights to be a human. The right to help people that is hungry. And right now we're in a situation where so much evil men been in office. So many evil women been in office. And they would take a lie over the truth. You know, and this is what happened in 2020 and 21. It's gonna rise again. And it's rising in me and you. So I want to tell you, I just want you to get ready. As I pray for your anointing, pray for your deliverance, pray for your breakthrough, and pray for what God got for you. And God got something special for you. God has not left you. You have left God. I wish you had somebody. You listen to what man said. You got to listen to what the Holy Spirit said. Now, I want to say this morning, and we was talking. What's going on, Bishop? People now, back in the day, when I was coming up, some of you took a shot for polio. You took a shot for measles. You took a shot. If you couldn't get in school if you didn't take no shot. But now you done got so wise, you want to know what's in the shot. You drinking some milk and coffee. You don't know what's in it. You getting some bread. You eating bread. You know what's in it. I thought you raised it yourself. And ain't none of you really raising nothing yourself. So you don't trust God for the virus? Now, what I'm saying to you, what if you hadn't took the virus? You'd have died with polio, mumps, measles, as a baby. There's so many shots you have to take. But now you done got so arrogant and so big, what's in it? I don't want to take it. It's going to kill me. You're going to die anyway because the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, if you're God, you daily pause and ain't nothing going to happen to you. I wish I had somebody. I want you to trust your energy. Trust your God-given power. See, some of you ain't been trusting nothing but what man said. But you got to trust what God said. Amen. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. I want to tell you that God will open up that door for them. Some of you are moaning. And right now, you're still crying. You lost your husband. You lost your wife. You lost family members. And you ain't shook it off. And I want to tell you, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God eternal life. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to praise that. There's no sorrow on earth that God don't know. And they too intelligent to make a mistake. One lady's son got killed. God, what you do it? I said, God, take nations out, governments out. You just like an ant on the planet. So what you got to do, get yourself together where you can become, you can understand the power of the Almighty God. And God ain't questioning you. God ain't asking you what are you going to do. And you, when God get ready, you can stand out there and say, tornado, go away. It's already preordained by the Godhead. Y'all ain't listening to me. By the God that just got to go because it's too much evil been done here. Too much negativity been done here. Too much lies. And it come and the God move it out the way. I say, you got to get with the program. Step up your game. And your game is to pray and ask God to give you energy and strength. That's what you got to do. All is well. when one door closed, another door opened up. I'm going to read one of these. I'm going to read a couple of these prophecies for 2022. Sister Tanya, I'm glad you're back in California. Tell Mother Mary Scott that pound cake was delicious. You know, she gave me a pound cake to try it out because I know it worked. Thank you. Yeah, she got her business up and running. And people came by, and I had to give them a shot of the cake. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, that would be a new tune. This is prophecy. Found driving itself and back and over real like tractor trailer. Somebody got a shot of the driver. Right now, they got technology where a tractor trailer can go from here to from Chicago to New York without a driver. This stuff, that's why they're sending so much in satellites up in the air. Them satellites going up, satellites going to troll vehicles. They're going to troll bridges letting up. And we're going to have another cyber attack where they're going to try to shut down cities and the lights. That's going to happen in 2022. So you got to get you some lights and make sure you got some equipment and you got your home. You need to get you a generator, have it in your garage or have it somewhere. But when the lights go off for months at a time, you can take care of yourself. A sighting in 22, a UFO. In 22, the government going after all these cheaters. Let me say it again. I got it broke down. There's going to be a surge of people going to jail, lied, got these PLE loans and lied. And the government is right now, as I speak, getting ready to go after a whole lot of them who are going to jail. Okay. Now, and Biden going to have to give another stimulus to bring this country back where it's supposed to be. And Trump trying to get ready to run for president again. This is some of the stuff that you're going to see happening right before your eyes. Now, if you want to, there's going to be a wall in the Middle East. There's going to be a wall against Russia. Then there's going to be another cyber wall going on against China. So that's going to be a wall that's going to happen with Russia, Egypt, and America. And all the Native American countries, the European countries, going to jump in to stop Russia from trying to take some land and just all that stuff. Like in 2022 going to 2023, there's a surge to free black political prisoners been in jail for a long time. Through SCLC, the Marcus Garvey movement, the Malcolm X movement, the Martin Luther King movement, the Cedar Abraham, and Brother Michael Edwards, Bishop Michael Edwards down in Louisiana, to free Jeff Ford, to free Larry Hoover, to free other political prisoners in California, political prisoners in Detroit. They there because they stood against hate. That's why so much of killing going on, because leadership been took off and they call it gang. They didn't call the mob, you know, gang. They call Al Capone, no gang. Anytime blacks get together with 100 blacks, they are gang. Okay, this is kind of nonsense. And one of the DAs last year said Larry Hoover was so dangerous to be on the street. What about Trump and all the people went and stoned white? They weren't dangerous. They killed people. And ain't none of them got no life in prison yet. And they killed policemen. They stormed the White House. Jeff Ford never stormed the White House. Larry Hoover never stormed the White House. So get real when it comes to sign the petition, please sign the petition that to free the young black boys across this country is political prison. We're going to be working on, I'm on that committee too. I'm going to be working on that committee. God bless you, Brother Dale Spann, Purpose Spann. We're praying for you. And Purpose Spann is over WVON. And we're working with the Spann organization. God bless you. And I want to let you know all is well. I'm praying for you today, Sister Louise. God bless you. Every letter. I want you to go to the next level in 2022. All is well. Now, if you got a need, let me say this, and this is the first year. Everybody need to plant a seed. This is the first year, and before this year ends, if you plant a seed now, you get a harvest from God, from the God. You get a harvest from heaven. And I just feel that where the woman did it, Abraham did it, and the Hebrew boys did it, and they will say, Daniel's dead. He was saved. And when the king couldn't read the handwriting on the wall, he had to go to the jail and get him out. So what the writing said? The writing said, you're unholy. And because people are unholy today, things are happening. The things ain't just happening to my global woman. There ain't no global woman. If people need to get back in divine will with God, they have left their God trying to seek a God of their own. It's a divine law. And the divine law said man and woman. Divine law to be fruitful and multiply. You can't go around that. And anytime you go around that, you're going to have death and destruction, mass murder, and all these chemtrails that they put up in the air last year. We got to talk about that in 2022. People are still dying. They don't know why. This is some of the stuff that men have did and away from God. So we have to be able to, what is our life expecting and what we're going to do?
To invest it and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his tragedy in, however.
I want to say this before I get started with something. God looking at you, and you have to ask God, God, what you want me to do? It may seem like you ain't got to be no big name. Just pray and watch God. If you got a need, plant a seed, go to my website, theseedabraham.com, and give your donation. God gonna bless you.
To invest it and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his tragedy in, however, because the Lord of those talents came back at an unsuspected time. The danger of it all is that you are given the control and the management of this investment that God has made in you.
Yes.
And that you are left on your own. God doesn't stand around and punch you. That is, literally, he doesn't, to see what you're doing and how you're going to do. He merely lets you know that you are responsible for my investment.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
And that I'm holding you accountable.
Yes.
And that one day I will be back.
Yes,
and you must report to me.
Yes,
for everything that you've done.
Yes,
and how you have invested what I have given you.
Yes,
and I said the danger of it is you own your own. You're on your own. But, you know, sometimes some people cannot stand to be on their own. Some people cannot stand responsibility. Some people cannot make good managers, it appears. Some folk are waiting for the first opportunity. As soon as the boss takes his eye off them, they're searching. Hiding. Marking time. But that is dangerous. Because the boss of your life, the giver of your life, the investor that has invested in you, knows what you should do. And know what he has made you capable of doing.
Yes, sir.
Pray with me if you please.
Yes, yes.
You're talking about a time clock. He has put one within all of us. He knows when you punch in and when you punch out. He knows whether you are late or on time. Pray with me, there's no escape. And if you are lying down on the job, if you haven't punched in for the last year or so, if you haven't reported for duty for the last month or so, he know it tonight. You can't escape. He's made an investment in you. And it's not left up to you to do what you want to do with it. You've got to one day account for the deeds done in your body. Why, I often say that when I look down on the casket and see those two little startling words, at rest, doesn't always mean that the person that's in there is at rest. It sometimes means the home that he came out of is at rest. Now that he's gone, or now that she's gone. Sometimes it means that husband is at rest. Sometimes it means that wife is at rest. Now that they have laid you out. Are you praying with me? Sometimes it means that the church where he was a member is now at rest. Because they kept up so much confusion. Sometimes it means the neighbors or the people with whom they work are now at rest. Now that you're gone. So brothers and sisters, we should all remember that there is one who has an all-seeing eye and who knows what investment he's made in us. He knows whether or not he left with us one talent or whether or not he left with us two. He knows whether or not he's left with us five. You see what I'm talking about? And he knows exactly what our approach should be. That is, if it is a faithful report. Yeah, and I think that all of us, and especially those of you who have wandered away, and who seem to think because you're getting by that you've gotten away. Well, remember, you may be getting by, but that doesn't mean you have got away. Pray with me if you please. I've seen people who committed crime and have gotten by for several years. And one day when they feel safe, satisfied and secure, why, the FBI walk up and tap them on the shoulder and tell them exactly who they are and what they've done and where they did it. There was a man who's gotten by but who didn't get away. And you talking about an FBI system. Why, my God has the best the world has ever known. He had all kind of agents working for him. Sickness worked for him. And it's sometime one of his detectives. Oh, Lord. And sometime misfortune worked for him. And sometime trouble will arrest us for him. And I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. Why, sometime, why, expenses about our family life works on God's side. You may feel because you're getting by, you've gotten away. Oh, Lord, if you're wasting your life and wasting your time, if you've forsaken God and like a prodigal went away from home into the far country of pleasure and into the far country of revelry, remember, great God, if you don't mind out like Jonah, great God, you know Jonah thought he'd gotten by too, you know. And thought he'd gotten away too. Oh, Lord. But the Lord called his detective to win. And then call another one of his officers, the clouds. And spoke to another one of his agents, the sea. And made that old sea boil like a potter. And made the wind roll themselves into a hurricane. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord. My God. Red God. Whispered to a whale and told him to be a submarine for him. And keep up with that ship until he got Jonah convinced. Holy God Almighty. Oh, Lord. And eventually Jonah had to come on a wire. He bought his ticket and then went down below deck. Pray with me if you please. And hid from the crowd and from the passengers. And lay down and went to sleep. And trouble arose on the old vessel. Nobody knew what was going on or who was responsible. Nobody knew that Jonah was on board. You know, sometime the vessels of our lives are rocking because there is a Jonah on board. You may not know why he is or who he is, but all of the shaking and all of the trouble that you are having is because there's a Jonah on board somewhere. Oh, Lord. But the Lord made the wind, the lightning and the thunder. The sea worked for him to bring Jonah out. Oh, Lord, he may be working on you, and you may think you are hid in the hull of life. And the reason why the storms of life are raging around you, God is trying to bring you out of where you belong and where you promised to be. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, you ought to do like Jonah. Great God. You know, Jonah cost the ship so much trouble. Yes, he did. They had to throw off supplies into the sea. They had to drown medicine and food that was intended for innocent people in the poor country. Oh, Lord. But on the kind of Jonah, they had to waste it all. Well, you may be causing other people to suffer because you are Jonah. Oh, Lord. Come on up. Yeah. And do like Jonah did. Come on up on board. Yeah. And tell the world, I know I'm wrong. Yeah. I know I've been running away. Yeah. I know I've been hiding. Oh, Lord. I know why I'm going through all that I am going through. The Lord is my God. I don't even know what I mean tonight. Oh, Lord. If I were you tonight, wherever you are, if I'd been a Jonah, if I'd been like one of the talented men who've been laying down on a job, oh, I mean right now, even right where you are, right in your home, I'd make up in my mind, oh,